Sing, follow my footsteps. Would you walk with me on your own too? Follow my footsteps. Would you run with me in your own shoes? Follow my footsteps.
We're joined in the Pulse studio by the man who mixes rap poetry with a touch of reggae and world beats. Jenda stands for love, tolerance, and morality. Jenda, welcome to Pulse.
Welcome. Thank you very much for having me.
Our pleasure. Now, we've been listening to your track, Follow My Footsteps, which is the title song of your recent album with the same name. In whose footsteps are you following?
I'm following the footsteps of every fallen soldier, and by that I mean every great personality that walked the face of Earth with the purpose of betterness and empowerment of the people.
And with soldiers, are you thinking of a particular country?
It could be, in general, obviously the most famous Gandhi. Yes, now the late deceased Mandela. I would even go as far as speaking about Sekou Touré, Amilcar Cabral, everybody who basically was seeking betterness and empowerment of the people.
Yeah, okay, so a soldier, you're not talking about somebody who's actively involved in war, but somebody who's actively speaking out for
peaceful,
peace.
Peaceful soldiers, non-violent soldiers.
And this motto, love, tolerance, and morality, how does that come out in your album?
First of all, I would like to change it from love, moral, and acceptance. Because tolerance, I first initially said tolerance, but after thinking about it for a while, I think just a couple of months ago, I came to acceptance, because tolerance has that bitter taste of not liking something, but accepting it.
Mm,
and acceptance is more like, okay, just taking it as it is. And how was that involved in the album? That was the foundation of the album. First, you have to love what I was doing. You have to accept what I was doing. And you have to be, or I expected a certain moral standard to understand where I was going to with this message.
Now, the word acceptance, as you said, as opposed to tolerance, where are some places in the world, some situations going on in the world right now where you really miss a feeling of acceptance?
Everywhere in the world. There's no.
Here in Germany?
In Germany, back home in Liberia, Sierra Leone. I just came back from home a couple of weeks ago, 3-4 weeks ago. I'm from Liberia and Sierra Leone. I just came back a couple of weeks ago. And it was surprising to find out that the way I carry myself here in Germany was more confronted in Liberia, was less regarded in Liberia than here.
But do you mean the way you carry yourself?
In terms of the way I present myself, what I wear, that was it. And that all comes from the lack of understanding and lack of acceptance, and obviously education back home. But that's the problem.
Now, what you wear, let's see, I see you right now with a scarf on, a sweater, a hat.
Yeah.
People in Liberia, Sierra Leone found that problematic?
Well, it's not just a scarf, a hat. Obviously, people can see it right now, but if you see the kind of scarf I'm wearing, it's mostly associated with Palestina, with the Middle Eastern zones. So that's what you initially see or think of when you see that scarf. That's a statement, too. It's not just, I'm not pro whatever's going on out there. I'm just pro my basic idea that I'm trying to convey, or message I'm trying to convey. The hat is a statement just trying to let people remember, because this hat was being worn or was popularized by Amilcar Cabral, who was also a fallen soldier in my terms. So when people see me with that hat, even in the summertime, and ask me, why are you wearing that hat? I'll just give out the name and they could go do their research. That's also a passive way of educating through music or through art.
Or fashion.
Yeah, well, arts, fashion is basically all the same thing. Yeah.
And your parents are from Liberia and Sierra Leone.
Yes.
But you were born in Cairo, Egypt.
Yes.
What's your connection like to all these countries today?
Well, like, my connection to Liberia and Sierra Leone is my dad is from Liberia, my mom from Sierra Leone. My connection to Egypt is that I was born there. My connection to Germany is that I grew up here. So, yeah, that's the connection to it.
You came to Germany when you were
just eight. Yes.
And what was it like coming to Germany? I mean, it's a completely different country, completely different culture.
Well, not really, because growing up in the environment we grew up in, as diplomats, you go to international schools and just associate with people in that certain kind of community. So coming to Germany, it was more or less the same thing. There wasn't that much of a difference in terms of our surrounding.
Now, you mentioned Nelson Mandela in your list of fallen soldiers, or in your list of soldiers earlier on.
Yes.
This week, the entire world is looking towards Nelson Mandela, towards South Africa.
Yes.
What exactly did this particular man mean for you?
The man, per se, didn't mean anything to me. His actions meant something to me. And I believe his actions should mean more to people than the man, per se, people are wondering, oh, I can't believe he passed away. Why? Death is
95.
A part of 95. Like
a nice old age.
It's a nice age. First of all, death is a part of life. Second of all, so I'd rather be thinking about, oh, okay, his actions. What did he do in life? And how can we follow these footsteps? That's also more or less the concept of the album. Unfortunately, nowadays, we like idolizing certain characters. And when that person dies, all of a sudden, the character dies with him. Because the masses in general don't carry that character no more. Gandhi passed away. Now everybody in India are like, oh, we don't have a Gandhi no more. Like, why is it always Gandhi, Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, Nelson Mandela, etc.? I mean, with all respect to them, but there were so many others before them, and there's still so many that are not idolized, but still carry the
so
same.
So are you skeptical that Mandela's message will really go beyond his lifetime?
I think his message is being forgotten. The longer we look in time, we will forget about the message and look at Mandela, the same as Bob Marley. So he's become a commodity, and that's where we lose the value of what they came with.
Now, you describe your style in some places as rap poetry. Which other musicians do you find inspiration in?
I don't necessarily find inspiration just in musicians. I find inspiration in anything that might be educating, that could teach me in any form. I like challenging myself, and I like doing things and seeing things or being around things and people that might elevate me. Like, if you look at the song Load on My Shoulder, I wrote that song in Sierra Leone, inspired by an old lady that was walking up a hill with a bucket of water.
It's so heavy, I won't carry this no more. I got this load on my shoulder, and it's so heavy, I can't carry this no more. I've got this load on my shoulder, hopes of getting over, long ropes to hold on to. Pull us up and stop all the envious, act like we can trust each and every one of us.
The interesting part of this song is Load on My Shoulder is like, if you listen to the music, I got a load on my shoulder, it's so heavy, it sounds happy. If you listen to the context, we got it, we give it, we buy it, they profit. That's just the way the world is, they say. It has a political aspect to it. It also has a fun aspect to it. You know, because I looked at that lady walking up the hill with a bucket of water on her head and she was smiling. You know, so it's like, I got this load on my shoulder and it's so heavy, I won't carry. You know, basically acknowledging the stress in life, you know, acknowledging how heavy it is, but, you know, taking it as it is and not trying to, I mean, you could be frustrated about your stress and make life harder on yourself, or accept it and deal with it and hope for betterness.
And Jenda, what's next for you? Have you got any exciting projects bubbling away at the moment?
Yeah, well, I have an organization with NECA.
Another singer-songwriter
from Nigeria. She's half Nigerian, half Germany. Lives in Hamburg, currently in Paris. We have an NGO called ROPE, Reach Out, Organize, Practice and Experience. Yeah, we need to initiate certain projects in Africa as well as in Germany. It started in 2005-06 with Sammy Deluxe.
Mm-hmm.
And I was on tour with him for a while. Then it was called the Child Soldier Event. It came from the whole war that was going on in Sierra Leone and Liberia, and, you know, the recruitment of children, soldiers, etc. And at some point when NECA joined into it, the name Child Soldier just narrowed the context. So we had to look for an appropriate name, which is called ROPE. Right now, we have a project in Nigeria where NECA is currently.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're trying to do is invite or create a platform through arts, through our music and different kind of art for people or for the inhabitants of the country to use their skill or potential or God-given gift to sustain their livelihoods. That's the foundation, or that's the concept of ROPE.
Well, Jenda, before we say goodbye to you, we're going to hear one more song from your album, Someday. What's your dream for Someday?
My dream is parallel to the song. I wrote this song, I think, about 5 years ago. I wrote this song for NECA.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, she never got to hear it. And it's been sitting in my closet for a while. Makeda came on the scene and I just tried her out with it and she sang it on one take.
Wow.
Like, she just owned the song. Not to say that it's her song or it's my song or any particular person's song. It's just a wish that I was trying, or a message and a wish that I was trying to convey. And her voice carried it perfectly. I know everybody, and everybody thinks about, I know that my day will come. On that day, I'm going to overcome, leave all the stress behind, and just free my mind. Until then, I will have to keep on fighting for mine. I think that's a term that applies to everybody, regardless, rich, poor, white, black, whatever. So mm-hmm. That's what Someday is about.
Absolutely. So if our Pulse listeners want to get more of you, they can head to your website, gendermusic.com.
Gendermusic.com, on Facebook, Gender Music, basically all the platforms, Twitter, Gender Music, Reverb Nation, Gender Music, SoundCloud, Gender Music.
Gender, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you
Good
very
luck.
Much for having me, Kate.
Yeah, our pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm sure that my day will come. On that day, I'm going to overcome. Leave all the stress behind, try to free my mind. Until then, I will have to keep on fighting.